Tuesday as we talk to State Senator Charles Swertner. So let's head to the state capitol. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Good morning, sir.
Let's talk, first of all, before we talk about the conference committee, which is certainly a centerpiece. A discussion yesterday in one of the committees that you're on, the Senate State Affairs Committee, having to do, once again, with texting. I know it's been talked about before. It went to the Senate floor and it didn't do so well. But yesterday, Senator Zeffirini seemed to think that there may be stronger support now for a texting bill statewide. Your thoughts?
Well, there's certainly a lot of discussion about the texting bill. Certainly, people shouldn't be distracted, and this, you know, texting can be considered that while driving. They should be focused on the road, of course. And you know, the bill though has some flaws. You know, it doesn't it allows you to continue to operate your phone looking at a map, for instance, or doesn't do anything regarding handheld operation of the phone. But if you text, that's illegal, according to the bill. But how are you going to actually enforce that? How is an officer able to tell whether or not you're texting? They actually cannot actually take your phone and look at it either. That's against the law as well. So how do you actually enforce it? Or is this just kind of a feel-good bill that's just basically sending a signal, which might need to be sent, that people should obey the laws of the road and keep their eyes on the road when driving? And I certainly am supportive of that, but does the bill really accomplish anything? We also already have certain laws on the books regarding distracted driving. So is this just kind of a subset of those laws?
I'm presuming that during the discussion of this session, or maybe in previous sessions as well, the discussion that technology does exist that could disable the phone after traveling a certain number of miles per hour. Has that been discussed or come up in the committee at all?
I'm a little bit leery of disabling personal property of someone. I'm also a little bit leery, you know, here in Austin, to enforce their texting ban. They put police officers on school on buses, and you know, watchdog type of positioning of a police officer. Some people might consider that appropriate, but I'm a little bit leery that, you know, they're just overstepping the bounds and impeding upon certain personal liberties and freedoms. So I would be against, I think, something in which there was automatic deactivation of someone's personal property.
Certainly. State Senator Charles Swertner joining us. Okay, let's turn our attention now to the conference committee, because is it going to be a daily thing now?
It's been a daily thing and a weekend thing as well. we got to get the budget square by Friday, because it has to get to the printer and get printed and get on the floor. So Friday's kind of the hard deadline, from my understanding, and we're still not there. The method of finance, how we're actually going to pay for the budget, is still under consideration and discussion between the chambers and between the leadership. I hope we get there, but I'm reporting today that we're not.
Well, what I have heard, or there seem to be some sources reporting, that now maybe there's a little bit of a loosening on that hard stance that the idea was there was going to be a money shift, $2.5 billion on the House Senate side, but the House wanted to go into the Economic Stabilization Fund. Are we seeing now that there might be a hybrid where a little of each is done?
Well, there's discussion utilizing the $2.5 billion regarding the transportation money proposal on the Senate side, and utilizing some ESF money, some rainy day funds for one-time expenditures. That might be a way forward. Whether or not it gets us there all the way is still being hotly debated and discussed.
Well, clearly something that is of tremendous interest here also is higher education. The Senate and the House have both got different views on what should happen as far as funding increases in higher education, or none at all. Where are we there in your estimation?
It's a sticking point in the final negotiations of the budget regarding special items in particular in our institutions of higher education. I certainly want to make sure that institutions of higher education are appropriately funded and accountable for that money. It's just how do you fashion that between the divisions of two different chambers? We kind of wanted to roll it into a formula funding. The House maintained a type of funding called special item funding, which is basically earmarks for various institutions. So I think there's some compromise there. I know there's been a lot of discussion in that article, the higher education article, that's in charge of finalizing that portion of the budget.
Discussion of school vouchers has come up again, this time vouchers for special ed students as a possibility. What's your feeling as far as that goes?
Well, as I've said before, I believe there should be a pathway forward for all students to achieve their highest potential. And special education children are obviously a very important group, children with autism, for instance. And there are certainly several districts that don't meet the needs of those children. And is there a way forward for a subset of children to avail themselves of some sort of mechanism to find a school district or program that meets their needs? And I think it's appropriate that we explore that. And educational choice and educational success is something that we take very seriously around here. There's just competing interests, competing ideas between the members, and a lot of it's reflective of those members' individual districts, where they come from, and how they actually went through the school process.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin. One of the things that you did in the Senate budget bill was insert three paragraphs that basically would force medical schools to treat members of the employee's retirement system at a discounted rate. That'd save about $80 million. How has that been met, and what are the chances of that sticking with the budget?
Well, it's still in the budget with some modifications, but the idea is that the ERS, Employee Retirement System, and the TRS, Teachers Retirement System, the costs of those health care programs are growing at about 8.5% per annum, and that's really unsustainable. And they are, the TRS in particular, is in crisis stage regarding the costs. But I believe it is appropriate and right that our state institutions of health care, health-related institutions, have a duty to assist the states, especially the employees of the state, the ERS system, meeting the challenges of those healthcare costs and healthcare challenges. And so I did put a rider in the budget that would make it mandatory that those health-related institutions contract with ERS at a rate below their current rate, but above Medicare rate, to save on a proportional basis $80 million. So I think that certainly got the attention of those health-related institutions. I believe the contractual negotiations between HRIs and ERS has been tilted in favor of HRIs, and that rider was an attempt to try to level the playing field between the two entities.
And again, as you say, I guess the most optimistic thing you can say is it's still in the budget. We're not Friday yet, so we don't know. Don't know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, there are all sorts of riders and various items. The budget is 3 or 4 inches thick, so there's lots of different items in the budget, and that's one that certainly woke up the leaders of our health-related institutions. I think that for too long they've been really, in my opinion, overcharging ERS and TRS and utilizing them more as a piggy bank to help balance their expenses. I think that needs to change.
Nope. On face, it certainly sounds like that would make sense. Now, the rideshare bill is going to be up for a vote tomorrow. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I want to get it passed. I want to get the governor's desk and make sure it becomes state law. Again, I think it's appropriate that we have a fair and consistent and appropriate conservative law regarding ride sharing. I think it improves safety and mobility and allows individuals to get from point A to point B without the complexity of going through various jurisdictions. I think we're going to get it done. It's just working out the final kinks between various members and I hope to get it passed this week.
Finally today, Senate Bill 7, this having to do with teacher conduct. This seems to be a very hot-button issue right now, and rightfully should be addressed. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, that's about about student and teacher inappropriate relationships, and it's a shame that we're actually having to act on that. But I think anybody that's tuned into the news sees that on a pretty regular basis about some teacher and some student having an inappropriate sexual relationship, and this puts significant reform in that area regarding notification and making sure that when the teacher goes from one school district to another that that issue is addressed, or at least noted, and it puts in place certain penalties. So it shouldn't be happening, and it's an unfortunate kind of view of how our society is now that that's occurring. But we're going to we took action on it on the Senate, and it's heading to the governor's desk. So I'm glad we did. I'm just kind of sad that we had to do it.
That's true. And administrators also could stand to be penalized here too.
That's right.
Right.
Yep. Right. So we took it very seriously, and you know we're not going to stand for it. And you know that's a imbalance between obviously a teacher and a developing young adult that needs to be protected.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us most every Tuesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We thanks for the time this morning and look forward to talking to you next week.
You bet. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.